You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. This is our weekly podcast. We're gonna we weren't gonna do it. Now we're gonna do it. We were getting along, but now we're not getting along. So we'll do it this weekend, Thursday through Sunday. I'll be at the Albany Funny Bone, and next Thursday, I will be at Good Nights in Raleigh, Friday and Saturday at the Dead Crow Comedy Club. Or it could be Wednesday in Raleigh. I don't know. Next week, go to my website. Next week I'm in Raleigh, Good Nights for One Night, and Dead Crow Comedy. Definitely on the weekend, Friday and Saturday, Wilmington, North Carolina. Go behind the wall. There's a lot of cool stuff. Some CDs, a bunch of stuff. And right now we decided we have to crate train this dog, or else we're going to have to give her away.
Hi, thanks for having me on your podcast.
No problem. Hold on. We'll get to you in a second. I have my guest today is Bonnie McFarlane. You know, we'll talk about crate training. We'll talk about whatever Bonnie wants to talk
sleep
about.
Sleep habits?
Whatever Bonnie wants to talk about. Sleep habits, that's always a good one. And
we almost never did the podcast because we were getting along.
I already told them that.
No. What changed for you? You have some beef you want to bring up?
Yes.
What's your beef?
Here's my beef, and I don't want this to turn into a fight. But I bought this crate for this dog right when we first got the dog almost. And I know Bonnie's plate is full. I know her plate is full. And it's a big plate. And
is this full. A fit? Is this like, what is this? An intervention on my eating habits?
Bonnie's plate is full. But she's home most of the time. She spends... Look, the dog was originally...
I do positive reinforcement training.
Can I? Yes. And I like that. The dog just, was...
That doesn't work. Works like shit.
The dog was originally for Raina, who... You cannot expect a 9-year-old to accept any responsibility for anything. So it's basically Bonnie's dog, because I'm on the road all the time. Not all the time, but enough to keep us married. And Bonnie's home with the dog all the time. The dog loves Bonnie a speck more than she loves me.
Oh, poor other.
A little bit more. You could tell.
You know, she won't leave without me. Yeah. She's like codependent.
Yeah, she's very codependent to Bonnie. So the weight of crate training her, sad to say, falls on Bonnie. But it was Bonnie's idea to get the dog for Raina. It's all Bonnie. So now when I tell her what we have to do, she takes the defensive and goes, I do my best. Whenever somebody...
Yeah, because you're... Like, you don't say, like... you come in and you just, like... You gotta put her in the crate. You say, we gotta do this when you fully know. This morning, I was like, take her out. And you're like, I can't.
I just got up. I didn't go to the bathroom yet.
Oh, my God. So did I just get up. Everyone does. Like,
okay. All right. But here's
you're,
the
like, yelling at people and stuff that you won't...
I don't yell. I say what we have to do. I just took her out before. After I took her out of the crate, she didn't go to the bathroom. But whenever you say something to Bonnie, and I could see as a female, you know, throughout history.
Oh, are you a female?
See from a female's point of view throughout history how they have answered to men. And that's what, you know, their complex is. So whenever you say something to them, they feel like, There's a man telling me what to do again.
I was thinking about this, like the mansplaining thing. Like, if you go to Lowe's, like there's always a man that's explaining, you know, how to do stuff.
Yeah.
But what if it's like, what if men just stopped explaining things altogether because they don't want to mansplain? You're like, hey, can you just tell me exactly how the guy was showing, was telling me how to paint? He was like, it was kind of funny because he was like, don't put your brush in more than halfway and stuff. But what if I needed to know that? And he wouldn't. I'm like, how far do I put the brush in? He was like, no, you're on your own. Like, no man ever explained anything again. They just stopped.
Well, that's what.
You're like, how do you know?
That's what women are bringing it to.
Look it up.
That's what women are bringing men to.
Well, what women are really mad about is when men explain stuff. Like, you do this to me all the time. You explain stuff to me that I know way more than you about.
No.
It's like a weird disorder that
you know more about crate training than I do?
Yes, I read the whole book. Did you read the book?
Okay, tell me. Okay.
Okay, you're going to test me on me crate training book? Why, go ahead, sir. I'm not afraid.
Okay. Let's start from the beginning.
What
do you do with it?
What beginning?
How do you start? How do you crate train a dog?
You're supposed to leave him in the crate until only take him out to pee.
Okay. Yeah. And then what?
And then you reward them for peeing. Then you put them back in the crate. Then you can keep them on a leash in your house, but you got to make sure. This is the problem with this dog, is that she's so little, she goes to the bathroom without. I could be watching her, and it's hard to know. It's done. A big dog, you see them doing it, you go, ah, and you take them over outside or to the pad or whatever.
Well, we're going to, for now on, keep her in the crate and then take her outside. She should be in the crate now. The only reason she's not, because she'll bark through this podcast. But, and here's the other problem.
Bonnie, what is it?
Bonnie sleeps with the dog in her bed, in our bed, which is more her bed because I try to sleep downstairs on the couch so I can have a peaceful night's sleep.
Okay, can I just
wait,
say
can
this?
We finish
no,
this?
Can
we finish this? Yes.
No.
Did she sleep in your bed last night?
Did
she sleep in your bed or on that thing last night?
No,
where'd she sleep?
I kept putting her back in the thingy.
And then when did you give up?
I never gave up.
Where did she sleep?
She slept in there.
Last night?
Yes.
Okay.
Right up until the very morning.
All right. That's where she sleeps from now on.
Okay, you see what I'm dealing with, folks? Like, okay. Folks, now I'm starting to talk like you. You see what I'm dealing with, folks? I've got a man here who...
Well, I just put in two new floors that cost over $3,000.
Did you... Wait, once again, another thing.
What?
Did you put in the floors?
Yes, basically, I hired somebody. I had him put in...
But whose money? It's our money.
Yes.
So it's not you on any level.
Who initiated it? Who went into Lumber Liquidators?
I initiated it by nagging.
No. Who did all the groundwork? Tell the truth. Who returned the two boxes that were left over? Who went in there and did the contract with
them? God, Rich.
Who did the contract?
Oh, my God.
Who oversaw the workers? Who made them coffee? Who gave them a tip?
Who took everything out of the bedrooms?
That's okay. What else?
Okay, I don't deal with workers. I'm not good at it. Because
yes.
I'm not good at dealing with people I don't know, strangers.
Yeah, well, you are a worker, so you learn how to deal with them. We're workers. That's what we do. We work.
Okay, but you're just like, whatever. You just tell me to take everything out of, like, you
that
think like
you.
You're a foreman or something. Yes, you one night had a meltdown because you were like,
no,
we're
didn't.
Not going to get it done. And I was like, I'll get it done because you were leaving. You left last week, and I, by myself, took everything out of the bedroom.
Let me tell you something.
When you came back, all that was left was your shoes. Your fucking disgusting addiction to shoes. It made me angry. When I looked at your shoes and I was going to do it, and then I said, you know what? No. I'm not touching these motherfucking... It's like, it'd be like having to like clean up your heroin needles. No, not doing it. You do it. You look. You see what your problem is.
I don't have a problem. I like to...
Oh, my God. You have hundreds and hundreds of pairs of sneakers.
No, I don't have... God, exaggeration.
How many do you have?
About 50 pairs.
Rich, more than that.
I don't...
They take up every free space.
No. Do you want to count them?
No, I don't. But if you have 50, then you have 100 shoes.
No.
So...
No. I'm an entertainer. I got to have different... I mean, I do wear a couple of the... Let me tell you something about
Bonnie. So
you have
Bonnie. Shoes that you've never even worn.
Yeah. Yeah. About 20 pairs.
Yeah. How many of those pairs are over 3 years old?
Out of 20? I wouldn't know. 19?
Yeah. Okay.
No.
So
I have, I have a lot of PF Flyers I haven't worn. I would give some PF Flyers away if I knew somebody that wore size, you know, have small feet, big cock. Size 8, decent cock. Decent. So, you know, if you need some PF Flyers, I'd send you a pair, maybe.
If I don't talk at all, he'll get right down to the real size of his penis.
It's regular. It's nice. When it's hard. When it's soft, I hate it. But when it's hard, it's nice.
And most men do.
What, hate my dick when it's soft?
Yes, they don't like it.
Let me tell you about Bonnie.
Okay, guys. Here we go. Get your notebooks ready.
I
got the exclusive here from Richard Voss.
I
bet you've been waiting.
I used to paint houses for years. Years and years and years.
We know.
I used to have a painting business.
You had a painting business.
Big business. Mm-hmm. Biggest in town. Me and Albert Davis. I was the biggest and he came along. He was pretty big. I had eight guys working for me at, in the early, in the mid-70s.
Hey, what? Who cares?
I was paying $8 an hour. To seven guys, six guys, let's say six, $48 an hour payroll, okay, back in 77.
While you were a drug addict?
No, I was just partying. I wasn't really an addict. I was just a partier at that point.
But you were going to go full into paint, like you saw your future as...
I had a big business. I was doing the biggest Victorian houses in Plainfield. I had the biggest painting business and these are all beautiful Victorian houses. I was like,
but I thought you were 22. Like, would rip people off and stuff.
I didn't really rip them off. Towards the end, I did a little bit of shady stuff. But we always did good work. Always did good work. I had a great reputation.
Believe it for a second, because if you didn't do good work, Rich, there's no possible way that you would ever say it. You're not honest about yourself.
Oh, I am about bad work. I am about...
You're only defensive about everything you've ever done.
No. I mean, yeah, deal with jobs that some people complained about stuff, and we'd fix it. We were doing...
I thought you just said you always did good work.
Well, we did good. At the end result, mm-hmm. always was good. You know, mm-hmm. we were painting one...
Didn't you... take cheap paint and put it into expensive paint cans?
Well, that was at the end.
So you didn't always do good
work. No, the work was good. The material at some point wasn't good.
But why would people complain then if the work was always good? See? Do you see what I'm saying?
Can I finish? You don't know anything about the business.
I don't know anything about the business. Correct, sir. But I do know you. And you would never admit to being like, yeah, no, it was, I can't believe we got as much work as we did, to be honest with you.
That's not true.
That would never come out of your mouth. Out of your mouth only. You could have fucking burnt down 2 of 5 houses and you'd still be like, we were great. None of it was our fault. We're amazing. Terrific.
What are you doing? You're grabbing your snatch as you're walking around? You got up to turn the light off.
It was driving me nuts.
So, no, we did good work. We did one job.
Oh, my God.
One job.
You didn't do good work. You used
you're crazy.
Inferior.
Don't say, no, that only happened towards the end.
Paint?
That only happened on one job. One.
Oh, my God. Now it's changing. See, like, what?
It happened on one job.
Come on.
Because the person was giving me trouble. And it
didn't
happen.
Oh, my God.
It happened on one job.
You ran into a Rich Voss, did you?
The person was giving me trouble. And just the second half of the job, not the whole thing. So, I know how to paint. I know what I'm doing. I used to have a spray gun. I was one of the first with a spray gun. I had the Super B. One of the first with a spray gun.
All right, Rich. What the?
So we're painting.
I can't believe you have zero. Like, and you'd think as you got older, you'd be more like willing to be like, I don't know. Who knows if I do things right or just try my best. You know,
no,
none of that with you. You're just always like, I'm that great. Oh, woo!
Listen, I wish you would have slipped and hit yourself in the face.
I mean, it's like. It's weird.
No, I had a great business. I had the biggest painting business in Plainfield. I'm telling you. And it wouldn't have been that big if we didn't do good work. It wouldn't have been that big. We did great work.
Because I did owe
the paint stores money.
Because here's
the
thing. You're making it so that I have to take the other side. Do you see that? like you're saying, like,
quit picking your skin and dropping it on the floor. I can't do this like this.
Sorry, I have blisters on my hands.
It bounces off the floor up to my coffee.
No, it didn't. So I'm just saying, now you're saying, like, I'm a good painter, which you've always told me, which, you know, whatever. And then when I would point out some of the problems we were having with the painting, the drips and
Okay. Can I get to the painting?
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Richard Voss.
First of all, I cut in the rooms, and I cut in pretty fast and pretty quick. I cut in, boom.
Did you make some mistakes?
I made a couple, yeah, because I did it at night. It was dark.
Oh, my God, okay.
It's dark. You can't
see. Let's note all the excuses as we go here.
No, there's no excuses. It's dark. It's not like you're doing it in pure light. It's dark, and it was hard. It's hard to see.
It was what?
It was hard to see everything. But I
it
cut
was
in.
What?
It was dark.
Oh, okay.
So I cut in the room, and there was a lot of. It didn't cover the paint, so I went back to the paint. The paint was probably mixed badly. Well,
number two.
Well, that's not number two, because they gave me two free cans of paint because they knew I took pictures of it. And there's no way when you're cutting in, you know, you're not skimpy when you're cutting in, because you got to get that nice smooth line across, and it's got to be thick. So the paint was probably either mixed wrong, because the color was darker pretty much than the color that's on the wall. So it should have covered on one coat. And it's $39 a can.
Okay, let's think about what people might want to hear. Let's speed this up. Do they want to know the price? Do they want to know
Did you do your rebate?
I didn't do it yet.
She's so stupid. Everything about her, like, because she's going to run out.
Well, you got two free cans. I felt like it kind of like.
No, you still get a rebate.
All right.
So I cut it in next morning. I went, oh, fuck, it didn't cover. You know, and there's no missed spots. Like, maybe one that hit the ceiling, maybe one or two. And the main problem was it didn't cover. So I went and got new paint. And we did a second cut-in as I was rolling. I was rolling, and Bonnie was cutting in. But Bonnie was cutting in with a paintbrush that you paint pictures with. Not a fucking real paint. That a paintbrush.
Well, because
she was cutting in like she was doing
I've been taught to tape. That's how I always do
tape.
It. And so you didn't tape. So I was scared that I was going to make mistakes. So I didn't make any mistakes.
I don't tape. That's how good a painter I am. I can cut in without taping.
Well, good. I've told you many times.
You didn't see any mistakes.
As you mocked me, I told you many times, well, I don't know how to do it that way.
She cut in. I'm telling you, the brush was like a brush you would paint like models with. Like not people models, like a model car or a model plane. You know, that was the brush.
It wasn't that tiny.
Okay, it was a little bigger. It was the kind of brush you...
But it was like, yes, because so that I wouldn't get any paint on any of the stuff.
That an artist on Channel 13
and then
would
I
use.
Then I used the regular paintbrush, but I didn't have to get so close.
It was so hard to watch Bonnie cut in and tedious. I left I came back. I was rolling. Okay, I was rolling the walls. And the walls started
shutting. I did all the cut-ins. By
not
the way,
all of them.
Yeah, because I redid all of yours, and then I did on the other in the other room. I did all
and I rolled
every
both.
Single.
I did the first cut in on one room. So
I'm just telling
equal.
You, I did. You can make fun of me if you want, but I did it, and I did it really well.
You did it really well. You did. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
With your little brush, I thought she was like in prison, and they said, "All right, go wash
I didn't
the floor
want
with
to get
toothbrush.
Any on the floorboards or on the."
Why? I told you we were painting the floorboards.
I like to do it a certain way.
Well, and then I rolled the rooms, both rooms. So I cut in the first room, the first half. She cut it in. So she basically, we're even on the first cut-ins on room number one. Then she cut in room number two and did a great job.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm telling you.
Oh,
but
we're even on the first. I did more on the first room. I'm Rich Voss right now. I did more on the first room. She did. We did equal on the second room. That's how your brain thinks.
No,
that's
no, how the your first brain room thinks.
How do you break down? How do you break down the taking the stuff out of the rooms and putting it back? Let's see how you break.
No, because that's what you're saying. You were saying how you're bragging, how you brought everything down.
I didn't brag. I'm telling you because you, otherwise you take full credit for everything. There's if you weren't like I was the one who got new floors. If you hadn't done that, I wouldn't have been like, look, I kind of had a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
All right. But you make the other person do that. So don't act like I would never in a million years be like, I did this, I did this, I did this, I did this, I did this. But you do it. You're like,
Oh, you do it all the time. You kept saying how
she was terrible at the cut-ins. took so long. I went to the store. I come back. She's still doing the cut-ins. I rolled everything. We did about equal. Well, I did more because I did the rolling also in the first room. And then the second room.
I rolled.
It was equal. Although I did mine about a half hour. She did hers in about three.
I rolled both those rooms. Now there's some touch-ups.
See what I'm saying? Like
there's some touch-ups.
Yeah, there's some touch-ups. There's some drips and there's some
spaces.
There's
a couple of drips, yes. Not many. And then I'll fix them. I'll scrape the drip.
I know, but would a good painter have to go back and...
Sometimes when you can't see when you're painting, you
know. Oh, it's back to the...
Yeah, well, we didn't have light. We couldn't see. Hmm. And the stuff I rolled with the first can was, if it didn't cover cutting in, it wasn't going to cover completely rolling. So once we got the new paint, it covered pretty well. There's a couple spots. I'll touch them up.
I will say this.
And I taught Bonnie how to clean a paintbrush. She didn't even know how to do that, right?
At what point did you teach me how to clean a paintbrush? I don't remember that tutorial.
You weren't watching me clean them?
I did it the way that I clean my paintbrushes after painting, like on canvas.
That's
you put a little soap in your hand, then you go back and forth, back and forth.
No one does that with latex.
Well,
paint.
I didn't do it with my big paintbrush, but my little one.
You didn't
one.
Use a big paintbrush. You only used that little. Oh, you used a big one when you were.
Yes, I cut in, but I just didn't cut in as tight because I didn't want to make mistakes. So I did about a half an inch with that little paintbrush, and then I would do that.
If you know, when I had my painting business, I hired girls. I was.
You weren't one of those. You weren't one of those fucking assholes. That, but you said, but you gotta wear a tube top. No, what is this? 1977. Hey, where's your tube top?
77.
Where's your tube top?
In 77, I hire girls.
Wow. Yeah, whoa.
I didn't give a fuck. If
jeez,
you
they're
paint.
Still. I heard they got a Facebook page. They're still talking about it. Remember the one of the first guys, Richie Voss. Would hire us.
Hire us?
Would hire us. Oh, good old Richie. I would have never had a painting career if it wasn't for him. He gave me my start. I'll never forget him.
Yep.
Good old Richie. A lot of people back. This is them talking to the grandkids. A lot of people back then wouldn't hire the ladies. They wouldn't do it. But Richie Voss, he said, get yourself a tube top and I'm going to hire you.
No, I just made him wear overalls with no shirt.
Oh, and then it was photo time.
I might go out now. You know what? This week I might go buy.
A lot of people didn't hire women. I hired women. What kind of fucking?
I did back then.
I mean, was it really that crazy?
You got black stuff all in your teeth. It's hard to look at. You look like you got buckshot in your teeth.
What is it from? My toast?
Yeah, that or maybe one of the cabinets. What do you think it's from?
Rich.
What?
I just said the toast.
What do you think? You said, what do you think it's from, the toast? Most people go, oh, from the toast.
Oh, I'm sorry. I used one extra word.
Well, no, the one word redirect. The one word makes the whole thing.
Can I say this? You knew that I did extra work because you started to feel guilty because you were going into the city every night doing sets.
I did it. I went in Tuesday night. That's it.
Then Wednesday,
no,
you I left said, for...
A one-nighter last night.
No. I'm talking about last week. Last week, the floors got done on Tuesday.
Are you fucking losing?
Wait, where are we? What day is it?
It's Friday. The Florida done this. It's not Friday. It's Thursday, you fucking idiot.
Oh, my God.
It's Thursday, and the floors got done 2 days ago.
Okay. So Tuesday.
The yes, floors okay. got done 2 days ago.
I'm all nuts. It feels like forever. Okay, so Tuesday night, you
went
in.
I had to go to the city.
Right.
After I did everything I had to do.
Right, right, right. After you did, what? See, listen to yourself.
Everything
so
I had.
So I, you,
and the floors were done Tuesday.
Were done Tuesday. So I started putting everything.
I stayed on top of the workers.
Okay, so then, what is wrong? Like honestly, there's
something chop to the workers.
Totally wrong with you. You're like, you know what you are? You're like
what am I?
You're like an Easter chocolate bunny. You're just completely hollow inside. There's nothing in there. And so you're just constantly, like, trying to reinforce to people, I'm a good person, I do more work. Like, people who are a little more, like,
humble.
You know what? Yes, they, like, there's a way to let people know you did something, but also not brag about it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, guess what? There's Easter. There's like, Easter's bunnies that are solid chocolate, too.
No, hardly.
They're solid.
Well, you're not one of them.
I'm a solid chocolate Easter bunny.
I'm going to break off your ear right now and show you.
I'm a solid chocolate Easter bunny.
You're completely empty inside. That's why you're constantly, you can't ever say like, oh, I was a shitty person at this point in time in my life, or I did this. No, it's always got to be like, it was all outside, external things that made me bad. I'm a good person. And it's really because you have nothing to hang on to in there. There's nothing in there at all, and it's pretty sad.
You know,
it's pretty sad that you're turning 60 and you still haven't figured out how to
really
get something in there that just because your fucking mom and dad or whatever happened to you, whatever molestation thing.
Oh, really? Now you're saying
I don't know what happened to you.
Why does everybody always bring that to my? No one molested me. I was not a good looking kid.
Why did everyone think you've been molested?
No. Why do you always bring that up?
It's the hats. It's the hats. People look at the guy with a hat, you know, wearing like a little. If you wear any kind of fancy hat, I look at a man like that. I say, oh, poor guy was molested.
Bonnie is like,
I can't help it. That's just It's a telltale sign.
You know, and I might be the Easter Bunny. Bonnie's like, if a little kid had like 10 dolls, like even 6 dolls to play with, like say a little, like Raina had 6 dolls. Bonnie's the doll that she really doesn't play with. So Bonnie grew up with this complex of everybody hates me, or everybody's always attacking me, or she always takes the defensive.
No, that's not true.
Oh, yeah.
No, no.
She's the victim doll.
I thought you were going to be
victim
on.
Doll.
No, that's not true.
Little victim doll. Little
no,
kid.
I'm the like soldier on. Soldier on.
Well, yeah, you grew up in an alcoholic family. Not your family in life, but the dolls. All your doll parents were alcoholics. So you were very...
You don't even make sense.
I do make sense.
At least
people
have
get it.
Some kind of analogy.
I'm giving it to you.
I just realized, like, you have no idea who I am, clearly.
Okay. Oh, now it's you. Sad. I have no idea who I am. Now,
I
just
got
see what
excited.
I mean? I just fucking... I'm trying to... You let me get to the point. So she became an overachiever, which most...
I'm totally not an overachiever.
Oh, you are when it comes to work? Not when it comes to dealing with people, but when it comes to working and writing and stuff, you're an overachiever, okay? Not when it comes to putting a dog in a crate, but when it comes to doing stuff you like just to show your parents you have talent, that's what you do. You know, hey, Mommy, did you like my book? Mommy, did you see me on Letterman 3 times? Mommy, did you see
I
my
gave
special?
Up. No,
Mommy?
I don't.
Mommy, like, okay, don't worry.
I don't.
It's okay.
I don't.
You look at that audience when you're on stage, and all you see are 100 of your parents
just going like clucking their tongues. It's, why would anyone pay money for this, brother?
Sarah, can I call you Mommy? Amy, can I call you Mommy? Like the other comics do.
They're my mommies.
Well, you want to please. You want to be nice to everybody. You can't be nice to everybody.
People think I'm a cunt. Like, who are you talking about? Nobody's like sitting around with that Bonnie's too nice. You know what? She's just too kind.
You got to stop being nice to people. You got to take control.
You're the worst person ever. Like, anytime I've ever taken your advice, it's blown up in my face so bad. No. It's the worst. No. I just got to
deal
with things
about?
My way.
It doesn't blow up in your face.
It always does.
No, you're 100% wrong.
Okay, remember you told me, you go, ask for X amount of money. I go, they're going to pay my travel. What should I say? And you said, I said X amount, and you doubled it. You go, no, tell them that. So I told them that, and their eyes were like, and then I was like, I made a joke. I was like, you bring me back, I'll give you a deal on the travel. And then I told you, and you were like, that's too much. I was like, well, you told me to do it. So now I'll never get hired there again. They're like, can you believe?
If they want to hire you, it has nothing to do with an extra $100 in travel. All right.
Well, now that everyone knows that how much... How
you
much the travel? You said,
travel.
But you told me before, don't ever talk about money.
You know, we didn't. I said,
because people can figure it out. Because I said X amount, then you doubled it.
I didn't double it.
Oh!
I said an extra $100.
If you yes, can, it's so you can, God. You can,
you could have said five. You could have asked him for $400.
You said an extra $100, so they know it was $200.
No, how do they know it's $200?
Because I said you doubled it. So when you said an extra $100, people can easily fucking... Are you mentally handicapped? Like, I don't know sometimes.
I didn't remember. I don't remember hearing you say me when I said double it.
But well, I just tried to explain it to you three times, and you were like, no.
Okay, so you made $200 travel.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, but
like,
you don't want to talk money on the podcast. That was a mistake.
Oh, my God.
You made a mistake again.
So what I keep trying to get to here is that I know that because Tuesday you went off and did stand-up, I put stuff back in the rooms. Wednesday you took a golf lesson.
Well, whoa. Wednesday morning, I got up way earlier than Bonnie. I did some stuff around the house.
No. Listen, Tuesday night, you came home and you said, I'm going to get up.
With Raina.
With Raina.
I said,
oh, that's so
7:30.
Sweet. Okay, because I always fall for it because I think you're honestly just being nice. And then it occurs to me, it's always because you have to get up to go play golf anyway. You're framing it like I'm doing you this huge, hey, you know what? I'm going to do you a huge solid. I'm going to get up with Raina.
No, a lot of times I get up with her just because I want you to get some
rest.
Here
we go again. The emptiness talking.
No, it's not emptiness.
I am good person.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead with your...
Not always manipulating.
Go ahead.
You are always manipulating.
So
I said, okay, thank you.
That's
wonderful. How kind of you.
Yes, that was nice of me.
I gave you a blowjob.
No, you didn't.
You're a mate.
Bonnie, don't make Bonnie's fake blowjob stories fucking... You gave me a blowjob a couple weeks ago, and
there's only been one time that I said no. That was after I already hauled so much stuff out. You were like, "Give me a blowjob." I was just, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, well, that's the best time when you can.
So then,
how about now? Right now.
So then, in the middle of the night,
like a few minutes in the middle of this podcast.
No. So then,
we'll reminisce that one time.
I'll do it after if you must, but
no, I gotta travel.
So then. So in the middle of the night, you started snoring really bad. And I was in and out of sleep. And I didn't want to say anything because you yell at me.
Yeah, because you wake me up.
Yeah, okay. So, but there was
no
nothing.
Need.
But
there's no need for both of us to be up.
Okay, so then I can't take it anymore. It's literally hours of like that kind of nodding off you do on a plane, like where you're like awake and asleep. So finally I go, Rich, can you roll over? What? I go, can you roll over because you're snoring? You go, leave me alone. I go, well, I can't get back to sleep because you're snoring. And you go, fine, you get up with her. Because I had woken you up.
Yes. I only had 4 hours, going to have 4 hours sleep, and you ruined my peaceful sleep.
How can this be peaceful? I'm just curious. How can... Like, doesn't it hurt? Somebody's going to write in and diagnose you as something, and you're going to have to fucking... My sister got one of those machines, though, and it's...
They're fucking horrible.
It's done amazing things for her. But you had a bad one. And then you had that thing that medieval.
The mouth guard.
I'm gonna put that back in. Oh my God, no! But I couldn't handle it.
It does make you paranoid.
It would take you 2 hours to get in. This is all I'd hear for 2 hours. The lights go out and then. No, it's like this. That's all I hear for 2 hours.
That's our sound effect machine. It was one of those things you put in your mouth. Cost me $1,000.
That metal
cost $1,000 from a dentist.
Oh my God. And then he's laughing so fucking hard.
Who is?
The dentist after selling you. It's like,
that's what they cost, $1,000.
It's just a piece of metal that keeps your mouth slightly open, right?
It locks. It pulls the front of your.
Oh my God, you could never get it on. It was just like.
I'm going to try it again, but you get too paranoid. You feel like claustrophobic with your mouth closed. You know, it's just, you know, you feel like you're going to puke and panic and get locked in or something. Anyhow, look, we got to wrap this up. This is a quick one. This is only going to be like 35 minutes. I have to drive to Albany.
When we get along, we don't do long ones.
Listen, this weekend I'll be in Albany at the Funny Bone where I tape my last CD, 5, one of my favorite clubs. Next weekend at the Dead Crow Comedy Club, one night in Raleigh. I think it's Thursday, Raleigh, Friday, Saturday at the Dead Crow.
We got your...
Pretty sure. Dead Crow is fucking cool. Real cool comedy club.
We got your roast coming up.
And the roast, but that's all. So you can't get it. It's going to be overflowed by 100 people. I don't know what we're going to do. Anyhow, I don't know what we're going to do. Because there's going to be people just up and down the stairways. It's going to be fucking too many people. We're having it catered. Already 200 people confirmed.
No, catered for the party.
For the party.
First there's the roast.
And then the party. And that's going to be catered. And we already have 200 people coming to the party.
176 of...
It'll be 200 by the time of roast.
Well, June 5th is the cutoff for our RSVPs.
Well, listen, anyhow, look, we got to run. Go behind the wall. I love my wife dearly. She's a hard worker. I'm glad she brought all the stuff down. There's still some more to bring back.
Throw your CDs your vapor thing.
That's not my vapor. That's for the house when someone gets sick. You don't throw it. You got to have those in your house, a vapor. All right, I'll see you guys later. Bye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Percent of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.